Tim? Tim? Tim, where are you?
In my dressing room. Come in.
Ready here. Could you wait in your dressing room?
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Hello.
Hello.
Ah, hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky.
Bonjour, Cheeky.
Stand easy. Jim?
Yes?
Can't catch me twice. What is it? We're starting with a new bit of script.
All right, where is it?
We left yours in your dressing room.
Tim's lost his grip.
I know, his hair's all over the place. Mind you, so is mine. Some of it's in Manchester, some of it's in Birmingham, some of it's in Leeds.
John, how did you lose your hair?
In a card game.
Oh. I can't find it.
Oh, you won't. The fellow who won it left the country.
No, the script.
Borrow mine.
Thank you. Dear Barry, see you on Friday. I'll tell the old man I've gone to the pictures.
No.
Well, meanwhile, anywhere but here.
Well, Fran, I don't think you stand any chance of winning Opportunity Knox, but your act shows a little promise. I'd like to talk to you about it. What are you doing tonight?
I'm putting on with my hat. Tying up a white tie, brushing off my tail.
Well, please yourself, but if I were you, I'd stick to the juggling. Next.
What good is sitting alone in your room?
I don't have to look at you for a start. Here is a newsflash. A lion escaped today from Manchester's Bellevue Zoo. When pursued, it ran into Manchester United Supporters Club. 20 minutes later, it gave itself up to the police. Hello?
My name's Truss. I'm a supporter.
Get off. Oh. little poem. Elizabeth Paul's led a life of sin, a rebel without a cause, till a sailor one night got her blind on gin, and now she's a pregnant Paul's.
Oh, really? If we're going to have verse on this programme, does it have to be doggerel? What's wrong with Keats? What is wrong with Keats?
He's got athlete's foot again.
Has he, poor devil? What about that other fellow? The moving finger writes, and having writ, moves on.
Omar Sharif?
No, he's that film star, plays pontoon a lot, with eyeballs like a roadmap of Darlington. Omar.
I love your apple pie.
No. Omar, old Persian fellow, drank a lot, called himself Fitzgerald to avoid income tax.
When I was in that picture with Bing Crosby?
Ingrid Bergman? I didn't know she wrote poetry.
What? My name is Ingrid Bergman, and I was born in Sweden. I went to cut me corns today, and now my foot is bleeding.
No. A loaf of bread, a jug of wine, and thou.
Very nice of you. Your place or mine?
And now, England's oldest living peer, Lord Crimmenham of Flim, remembers Victoria.
Yeah. Big place full of trains. Lot of spare crumpet in the butter.
Living theatre in which Bramwell Spoon and Lydia Catharsis discuss some recent happenings in the London theatre. Your chairman is Vernon Fraudulent.
Bramwell, you first. Don't pick your nose.
Sorry. Yes, well, I went to see Alec Guinness in Oedipus Rex and I was very disappointed.
Why?
He wasn't in it.
Oh, really? Lydia, did you find that Alec Guinness wasn't in Oedipus Rex?
Well, no, but I'll go along with Bramwell to a certain extent, though. I found Alec Guinness wasn't in pyjama tops.
Very unprofessional.
Yes, wasn't it?
Yes, you're spending far too much time writing that damn book of records, you know.
I remember...
Oh, I've forgotten.
Oh, yes. I went to a Whitehall farce and he wasn't in there.
I don't know whether this is relevant, but I went to see Arsenal versus Everton on Saturday. He wasn't in that either.
Yes, he was. That's right half for Everton.
Really?
Well, let's get on.
Are we all on?
Yes.
Oh, yes,
good nice. Oh, lovely, yes.
The new thriller at the St. Martin's, Dead Liberty. Lydia?
Well, I must say, I found myself held, gripped, and all in all, I had a very exciting time.
You enjoyed the play?
No, I met a man outside the ladies. Oh, yes. Had me out of the emergency exit before you could
yes,
say.
Yes, yes, yes. Bramwell?
I never meet anybody like that.
Oh, well, give us a kiss and see me afterwards. We've all been to see Yawn, the new musical based on the life of Sir Alf Ramsey. Lydia? Lydia, what did you think?
Well, quite nice, but I don't think I'm really qualified to speak about it.
Why not?
I met that man again.
Bramwell?
It's not fair. Has he got a friend, Lydia?
Bramwell!
Sorry. Yes, Yawn. I did detect overtones of Lysistrata, Aristophanes the Frogs, and Soldiers in Skirts. But I did think it was inspired to cast two planks of wood as Sir Alf Ramsey.
Oh, I agree.
What about?
I never meet anybody. I agree with the casting of Sir Alf. I did think the love scenes between him and Alan Ball were very moving. Well, that's all we've got time for. Lydia? Where are you going, Lydia?
Hello, Jeff. You're early. Don't start that. You know it drives me mad.
Lydia, I don't know who you are, sir, but could you wait till we finish the programme? This week, Bramwell, Bramwell, where are you going?
Excuse me, have you got a friend?
Oh, my God, wait for me!
Here, to whet your appetites, is a brief extract from BBC's Play of the Week, The Life of Ethelred the Unready.
Ethelred, you going to be in there all day?
And on BBC Two, a new comedy series starring Ronnie Barker, Ronnie Barker, Ronnie Barker, and Ronnie Barker, written by Ronnie Barker, called Hey Mum, Look at Me.
There's an idiot living in a tin of paint.
And...
Here, Mum, me and Anastasia are having an hard time whitewashing this wall.
Don't worry, dear. I'll make you both a nice hot cup of Broville.
Now, dear, how do you feel?
I think we should have drunk the whitewash and done the wall with Broville.
And now, by means of a sensational new recording process, invented by Barry one of those nights when his wife had a headache, we are privileged to bring you the dying words of a tree.
Mum, what are you doing with that bloody axe?
Oh, that's absolutely silly. Trees can't talk.
Well, you know, Beerbone Tree made a fortune.
Very sad the way he died, wasn't it?
What?
Dutch elm disease.
Really? Anyway, I should now like to sing a song.
Well, stand well away from the trio, or you might get Dutch elm disease.
Why, has the piano got it?
No, Dennis has.
That you'll understand. If I get rotten drunk tonight, but my head has run away with the motor works band, I had a vision of her all in white at the wonderful wedding I planned. But now my dreams have taken flight, my head has run away with the motor works band. I should have been realized she was no longer my own when she got surprised at the slide trombone. I know I wouldn't have been in this plight if I'd a cornet in my hand, but she felt my oboe wasn't right and my head has run away with the motorworks band. So all you young fellas, just hear what I say, put your clarinets, flutes and your saxes away, or your girls will get fidgety and they might run away. Yes, they might run away, or they might run away with the motorworks band.
Is a special news flash that has just come in. A spokesman for the Chancellor of the Exchequer said today that as from next week, all income tax will be halved and the interests on mortgage repayments will be reduced by 55%. He then sang Nellie Dean and was sick in a bucket.
And now, here is the same news flash going in the opposite direction.
Bucket A in sick was, and Dean Nelly sang then. He 55% by reduced B will repayments, mortgage on interest D, and halved. He will tax income all. Weak next promise that today, said Exchequer the of Chancellor the for spokesman A. That's better out than in.
Or in than out, much as that.
Hello, Cheeky's definitive dictionary. Contrary to public opinion. They're awfully clever, these wordplay jokes. Who thinks of them?
Friend of Dennis's.
Which one?
What do you mean, which one? There is only one. Short-sighted, tone-deaf fella. Needs the work.
I heard that. Hi, fans. Dennis, a boy's best friend, is the other king here.
Dennis, you mean, is his mother?
Oh, no, I don't. Scoring left, right and centre, missus. Listen, what's all this about me only having one friend? I'm one of the most popular people in show business. Isn't that true, Tim?
Shut your face.
See what I mean? I rub knees with all the greats.
You mean shoulders?
No, most of them are taller than me. But they all love me. I mean, give me a name at random.
Julie Christie.
There you are, then. Give me another name.
Dennis, I find this fruitless.
What is it?
A dead gooseberry bush.
As naturally enough to Nature Corner with Patience Trudge.
Hello. I went into my garden this morning to greet all my floral friends. Hello, hollyhocks, I said. Hello, gladioli. And a special hello to you, dolly daffodil. And they all nodded a friendly hello to me. Except for one crocus, who just hung there. So I trod on it.
Patience Trudge will be back next week having an argument with a stick of rhubarb.
Hello, Cheeky's postbag, in which we, that is us, receive letters from them, that is you, and talk about that is it.
Which is... before we start, I'd like to make an apology to Mrs. Estelle Gore-Blimey, who misunderstood us last week when we said, please stick your envelopes up, and we hope the operation was a success.
The first letter this week is from a hedgehog who says he'd like to raise a few points. And we'll be in touch with him using an oven glove.
Now, here's some lovely pink notepaper with a lovely picture of Paddington Bear in the corner. It's from Dennis Healy. Dear Hello Cheeky, I've introduced a backdated tax on old jokes, and thanks to you, we've been able to put British Leyland back on its feet.
Finally, here's a card from Skegness that says, Mr. Painter, would you like to see where my husband put his hand this morning? Oh, sorry, message is on the other side. Dear Hello Cheeky, would you like to see where my husband put his hand this morning? Oh, well, thanks for the offer, Lady Antonia, but we've got to get on with the programme. It is September the 3rd, 1939.
Is it? This damn watch is fast again.
No. September the 3rd, 1939. Outside number 10, Downing Street.
Here, Chamberlain. Thought you promised us a peace in our time.
I don't know about you. I've had a peace in my time.
Stranger than truth. Did you know that dolphins can communicate by uttering sounds which vaguely resemble human speech? The same can also be said of Jimmy Savile. Well, it was only a joke, Jimmy.
And now here in the studio we have Mr. Wurzel Fertilizer to give us some old country lore.
Thank ye. When the gherkin floats on high, summer will be warm and dry. When the gherkin sinks again, there'll be many months of rain.
Thank you, Mr. Fertilizer.
When the gherkin bends in half, that'll give the wife a laugh.
Thank you very much.
Should the gherkin waterlog, flush the blighter down the bog.
Fertilizer. Thank you very much.
Should your gherkin start to pop, you'll go deaf if you don't stop.
Thank you, and now...
Oh, by the way...
What?
Saddest thing about my gherkin, I'm 94 and it's not working!
That was Mr. Wurzel Fertilizer, who is now appearing at Bow Street's Magistrate Court, charged with being in possession of an offensive gherkin.
Order in court! Order in court!
How's that for a golden oldie?
My lad, I should like to draw your attention to the case of Regina versus Pickled Onion with Red Cabbage intervening.
Thank you, Mr. Dodgy Wig. I'll get a plate of corned beef and we'll make a night of it.
Your Honor, this is a matter of some urgency, as until this is settled, the police have forbidden my client to use his gherkin.
Oh. Well, in that case, Mr. Dodgy Wig, call your first two witnesses simultaneously.
Very well, my lad. I call a Grantham Cheese Board and the Band of the Coldstream Guards.
I swear to tell thee the whole and nothing but thee.
Very well, gentlemen. Will you tell the court your story in your own words and music?
When I first saw the accused, he was in a... polishing his... He asked me if I'd like to... And I replied...
And Wurzel Fertilizer not guilty, and the gherkin delicious. Oh, sorry about it. Oh, to put it another way.
Every time that I get in my tub to work up a lather and have a quick rub, as I open my mouth and start to sing, the golden telephone starts to ring. I do the bath. I do the bath towel shake,
the bath towel shake.
As I answer the phone or I run to the door, I'm dripping water all over the floor. Look at the mess that I make, doing the bath towel shake. As soon as my body is thoroughly wet, from my head to my toes, it's a pretty safe bet. Somebody will phone or call at the flat. Dripping all over the mats. I do the bath towel shake,
the bath towel shake.
I do the bath towel shake,
the bath towel shake.
As somebody hangs up, as I answer the phone, I stand soaking wet, getting chilled to the bone. In my little old lake, doing the bath towel shake. So in future, don't try and reach me at all, or I'll stay dirty and you call, cause I'm sick and tired of the bath towel shake. Yes, I'm sick and tired of the bath towel shake.
Here is a newsflash.
Oh, I never tire of them. The European women's javelin event today was won by the Russian, Subjionov, with a throw of 110 yards. Second was the American with 96 yards. The British girl came 12th and stabbed herself in the foot.
We now present a dramatization of Diary of a Nobody.
Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday, half day closing. Thank you.
I've got a diary. I keep milk, butter and eggs in it.
You mean a dairy?
No, I don't. Listen, I'd make a mess of your pocket.
Tim, have you got anywhere where you write down your innermost thoughts?
Yes, but the council keep whitewashing over it.
Apropos of that, I saw something interesting written on a wall during the last election. It said, don't vote, it only encourages them.
Sorry, I think that's very irresponsible. It's our duty to vote. I mean, if we didn't vote, this country would lack such eminent figures as Harold Wilson, Jim Callaghan, and Margaret Thatcher. Don't vote, it only encourages them.
By the way, you chaps, we've just built an Anderson shelter in our living room.
What for?
We hide in it every time Moira sings. Hello?
Now listen, Jimmy.
Any more of those insults about Mike Anderson, Jimmy, I'll come around and put the boot in.
Are you a fan?
No, I'm Mike Anderson.
What happened to your voice?
It got better.
At this point, Dr. Magnus Pike was going to demonstrate the principle of the helicopter, but at rehearsals he blew away. Tonight on BBC One, a comedy double bill, Porridge and Mash, followed by Angela Rippon with Indigestion.
Later on, David Attenborough will be looking at flies, adjusting them and getting on with the programme.
On BBC Two, tonight's Call My Bluff has been cancelled as Jim Callaghan refused to appear in case somebody did.
This programme will therefore be replaced by Philip Jenkinson giving a talk on Gladys Cooper, Hollywood's finest cowboy.
After this, in the money programme, two economists will be looking at the pound and saying, bloody hell!
After news and close down, things will liven up a bit as a party at Valerie Singleton's place. And now, John Junkin approaches the microphone, shuffles his feet, deals out three toes and a corn plaster, and speaks.
Tonight, we tell the story of Lester Fester, who, from humble beginnings and no education, fought his way up through the jungle of our society to become an internationally respected politician and statesman.
Not such an unusual story, you may say, but Lester Fester was a horse.
I am Lester Fester. Now Baron Fester of Piggott. Friends call me Lester Piggott, which confuses the hell out of everybody. Anybody got an apple, lump of sugar? No, it doesn't matter. My biographer, Ferdinand Chuff, takes up the story. Not a master of English, but not bad for a trained seal.
Lester Fester was born at... Hang on.
It's impossible to talk with a ball balanced on your nose. Oh, that's better. Anybody got any raw fish? Ah, oh, doesn't matter. Lester Fester was born in Barnet, the result of a union between an underguarded Arab stallion and an oversexed milkman's mare. His father left his mother shortly afterwards to run forth in the St. Ledger. His mother's owner was done for fiddling his yoghurts. She was transferred to Harpenden, and Lester was left to fend for himself.
I was a wild child. Many's the time I was reprimanded for kicking over the traces and the chairs and the table and the stable lad.
Headmaster, I can't cope with Fester anymore. When he's not biting the monitor, he's racing down the corridor. Not only that, he's got Gordon Richards up.
That's as may be, Miss Firkinshaw, but I've got his exam results here. That damn horse has got 9 hay levels.
When I left school, I applied for a job at a stud farm. But I failed the entrance exam due to nerves. You know how it is. However, a friendly ferret I met on a railway train persuaded me to try the law.
My name is Rudyard Effie David, QC. I met Lester one day when he was grazing in Lincoln's Inn Fields. After he'd trodden on me, we struck up a friendship. I well remember his first case.
And I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, and hamsters of the jury, the prosecution have completely failed to prove that my client, Neville Chamberlain, is guilty of smuggling bits of paper into the country. And I recommend that you let him leave this court without a stain on his umbrella.
Usher, remove that seal.
Not going to be easy, Your Honor. I'm a cabbage white butterfly.
Well, pollinator.
Oh. Lester went on to triumph after triumph. You may recall the case of Hargreaves versus Rex. Rex was so annoyed at losing, he bit the foreman of the jury in the leg. At the height of his meteoric career, Lester received a summons to 10 Downing Street.
Well, Fester, we're very impressed with your record. We'd like you to stand for Parliament. Oh, and while you're here, have you got anything I can put on my rhubarb?
I can assure you that if elected, I will guarantee free straw for all school children
and national health carrots for all. If you vote for me, I shall try and serve our country as well as our great war leader.
Who's he talking about?
Winnie.
Lester took his seat in the House, but continued his legal career, starring in many horse trials. He was responsible on one memorable occasion for getting Princess Anne fined 30 bob. The people of his hometown of Barnet were so proud of him, they wanted to make him mayor, but he refused to have the operation.
In 1960, romance entered my life. During badminton week, my eye was taken by a young filly who had just thrown Harvey Smith three times. I admired her spirit and her good taste. And we fell into conversation and a ditch.
Lester and Dimther were married at the romantically named Chapel of the Oats by a close friend of the Archbishop of Canterbury's, a wallaby. At the close of the service, he jumped over the happy couple and punched the organist in the mouth.
My life followed a logical pattern. Many honours were bestowed upon me, including a Gannex horse blanket and a life peerage.
A horse in the House of Lords, you may be saying, dear listener? Why have we not heard of this before? Nobody's noticed, really. The place has been full of asses for years.
And having safely assured that all our knighthoods have gone up the pictures, good night.
Ta-ra, Tiki. Ta-ra, Tiki.
Bye-bye.
Think on. Auf Wiedersehen, Tiki.
That was Hello, Cheeky with John Junkin, Barry Cryer and Tim Brooke-Taylor. Music by the Dennis King Trio, script by Barry Cryer and John Junkin, and the programme produced by Bob Oliver Rogers.
And you.
Oh, that's better than me.
That programme was first broadcast on the 29th of August 1976, and you may care to note that there is a BBC Hello Cheeky LP available from record shops.